This is Win Zero. Do not adjust your sets, even though there's nothing to adjust, except maybe the sound controls of your PC. But please, don't adjust those ones yet, for the revolution has begun. The Penguins have made their move and taken over your beloved Steppy FM. From now on, you will get the latest news in Stargate! Oh my god! O'Neill! Oh my god! He's charging! Charge!
Here's Steppy! You! You think you can hold McSteppy in prison?
This is not possible! My penguins never miss a knot. Over, under, in and out. That's what tying up is all about. Right, penguins?
Well, it was no match for me. You see, it was all quite easy. When your penguin broke my legs and knocked me to the floor, he dropped a strand of his fur. Then I remembered my high school chemistry days. When the glue from gaffer tape, which was on my mouth, is mixed with penguin fur, it creates an explosion just large enough to destroy a rope. So it was all just a matter of mixing the two together in my mouth and spitting it out behind my back where the rope was, and now I'm here.
Well, that's pretty good. However, the fact that you're standing here means you couldn't be paralyzed?
I broke out of that too. In the world of Final Fantasy, there are two kinds of people. Those who summon the strength of a mighty guardian protector, and those who don't. But I'm one of those who do. And depending on how you play the game, a summon can either be your creative tool for mass destruction, your get-out-of-jail card, or your one-way ticket to victory. In any case, these summons are something special, something amazing, something that no simple-minded human like us could ever understand. Or could we? You see, I'd been given the very rare opportunity of sitting down and having an interview with two of the best summons from a game known as Final Fantasy VIII. These two summons I got to have a chat with was the mighty Bahamut and the lovely Carbuncle. Listen to this. Guys, welcome. You're two GFs from Final Fantasy VIII, correct?
I starred in many roles, thank you.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Of course you don't, you stupid big lord.
Ha! Stupid is what stupid does, is what my mama always told me.
That's Forrest Gump, you idiot.
A little less offensive, please. So, what have you two been up to recently?
I've been floating in the clouds, waiting for someone to summon me.
Hold on a minute, Steppy, you can't tell us what to do. We're summoning monsters with huge powers. You wanna challenge me?
Well, okay. All you can do is raise the party's magic defense, so I'll kick your ass.
You talking to me? Are you talking to me? Frankie, give him a break or two. Frankie?
Hey, we need to get one of these things at our place.
We have one of those, and for the last time, it is not a water cooler. Stupid idiot. Porca miseria.
Hey, is that ruby on your head edible?
No! I can't believe someone would want to summon a jackass like you. Anyway, I've been getting in touch with my familia. Since we're Italian, there are a lot of members I have to catch up with. So, as you can see, I keep myself busy while I'm off duty.
That's good of you. Bahamut, now you're often the strongest summon available, so how do you prepare yourself to get ready for what normally will be the tough opponent?
I like eating. So eat up on spaghetti.
The Carbuncle World famous special Italian recipe.
Only the hot stuff for Bahamut. So when I'm cold, I let it all out on the opponent.
Disgusting. My moves are a lot more artistic and a pleasure to watch. All you do is stand still and boy your opponent into submission.
Okay, another question for you, Bahamut. Was that you in Advent Children, because there are a lot of people who believe it was Sin, or it was just Bahamut, or is Bahamut Sin? What's the story there?
Well, it's a funny story. See?
That's enough for today. Our summons can't last down here forever.
Okay.
Are those sandwiches free?
Yeah, sure, take one. Not all of them.
Frankie, you idiot. Watch your manners. You're a disgrace to the family. Wipe yourself off.
Sorry, boss. Hey, I'm bigger than you. I can break you in no time.
You want a piece of me, you big pile of fat?
Fat? Who are you calling fat?
You're fat just like your fat-ass mother.
I'm big boned. I'm a mega shish kebab out of you.
Why, I oughta.
So I was left disappointed. The two summons I'd interviewed from Final Fantasy VIII turned out nothing more than a bunch of bogans searching for a fight. But it was okay, though. I could leave with my head held high, for I know, whenever I'm in trouble in a battle of Final Fantasy, they'll be there, and they'll kick ass. Okay, we have our first caller on the line waiting. This is becoming a really bad occurrence, because this is not a talk show. Anyway, okay, it's my boss. It's the producer. Alright, I'll tell you what, I'll put him on speakerphone for you all to listen, because he's quite the character. This bloke, he refers to himself as God. I'm sure you heard him call in the last episode. So I'll tell you what, I'll put him on. Boss, you're on the air.
You are not there at the beginning of that interview!
I was there.
We
had it live going on tape in the studio. I've got no one tape, we had it going to their live. Yeah, get lost, you fat idiot.
What you're saying.
Jeez. Oh, God. Okay, well, on to the 7-Up list. Due to all the time constraints in this episode and Wing Zero's hijacking, I've had to make it a 6-Up list. So don't blame me if you're missing out on that 7th list item thing. Okay, and this episode's topic is things I can say now that I'm Mr. Funender. And just to fill you in for all of those playing at home, I won the 2007 Mr. Funender Award on the forums there. So anyway, let's get into it. Number 6. Doesn't winning this mean I'm a nerd? Number 5. Top 6 things I can say now that I'm Mr. Funender. I prefer the term master. Number 4. Don't blame me, I voted for Wing. Number 3, things I can say now that I've won Mr. Funender. Number 3, how exactly did I win? I didn't vote for me either. Number 2, I really slept my way to the top. Number 1, and I was faking it. The other day we had a film crew come into our office to see how we all work and how the Stappy FM podcast is made. And they put this little clip together, so I hope you all enjoy it. Here it goes. Okay, this is the Stappy FM office. I'm the boss, of course. The world's best boss, as my employees refer to me as. This is my desk, of course. I've got all this paperwork here. The inbox and the outbox, as you can see there. As you can see here, I have a lot of complaints and criticisms about the show and people asking, what's taking so long? See them? See them all here? Into the shredder they go. What? No, of course I didn't read them. Yeah, so they're great employees around the office here. Would you like to meet them? This is Mackay. She's the secretary here, and hey, if you think she's hot, you should have seen her 5 years ago. Wow. What? Oh, nothing. Through this door is where all the magic happens. 1,041 monkeys typing on 1,000 typewriters. Well, they started mating, so there's 1,041. We don't have a license for monkeys, so we can't give them to the RSPCA because we'd be caught. So, you know, it's a small place, but it's good. We're like family here, caring for each other.
Getting paid.
Don't record that. Well, that's all we have time for in today's episode. Thank you all for listening. I'd like to give a big thanks to Mackay and Wing Zero for offering their help for this episode. They were a huge help and they made it sound really good too. So I'll see you next time. I'll see you on the flip side, or maybe on this side. Or on this side, or on this side, or on this side, or on this side.
want to kiss someone to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're smooth and you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi.
Because we can't.